At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is Rob. We are starting hour number 3 here on a TV theme song Thursday. And, of course, Thursday means Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the most popular segment in sports radio. That's at the bottom of the hour. You will not want to miss it. And we, of course, as always, are in the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob, the Dallas Cowboys, look, Jerry Jones feeling good. Got himself a W last week without his main man, Dak Prescott. Dallas Cowboys beat the defending AFC champion Cincinnati Bengals with Cooper Rush at quarterback. And Rob, Cooper Rush now has started 2 games in his NFL career. He's won both games. Not only has he won both games, Rob, but he has had game-winning drives in both games. And, you know, maybe now, maybe, just maybe, he can keep them alive until Dak Prescott gets back, I don't know, in 4, 5, 6 weeks, something like that. And if he can do that, obviously that would bode well for the Cowboys and their hopes of making the postseason. But Jerry Jones, as is his custom. He couldn't help himself, Rob. Just let it play out. I've said this, Rob. Actually, I'm going to wait till after we hear the comment. Here's Jerry Jones today.
Wouldn't it be something if you had a dilemma as to which way you go? You do that if he gets 10 wins. Same thing that happened with Prescott. I think like that.
So you'd want that? You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd won. If it comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush, played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get there.
Just,
go ahead,
Rob.
Chris, and then you wonder why they haven't won anything. Like that's a given. He's a backup quarterback, right? He's supposed to come in and you hope to win as many games as you can. And if he plays well, then you have a question. But to bring it up and throw out that he's going to win 10 games like that because they won one game, Chris, it's mind-boggling. Am I right? Like, what are you saying? Because you won a game? Like, all of a sudden, you've anointed him. If he can run off 10 wins or whatever, then we'd have a quarterback contract. What?
Rob, I have said this, and you brought it up. You'll wonder why they haven't won. Why they haven't won a Super Bowl in, what, 25 years?
Yes.
Is it only 25?
26.
26 now?
Yeah.
I have said this. In those 26 years, Jerry Jones has turned the Dallas Cowboys from a football franchise into a soap opera. The Dallas Cowboys are not primarily a football operation anymore. They are a drama. Rob, they're Bull Durham.
Yep.
Where Bull Durham was set in a baseball setting, but it really wasn't about baseball, right?
No.
A little bit of baseball, but it was about the romance.
It was
the drama.
A romantic, yeah.
Right. Love and Basketball, one of my favorite sports movies.
Yeah, that's
people
a good
laugh
one.
When I say that.
No,
but
that's
it was
a good
right.
one.
Right. It wasn't, I mean, yeah, basketball's there, but it's about the relationship between Sanai Lathan and Omar Epps. That's what the Cowboys are. It's a football setting. Football is there. But it's really about the drama. It's really about Jerry Jones and the mischief he's going to make with his mouth. And Rob, that's great for to get you on the talk shows, on the debate shows. It's great to up the value of the team because Jerry Jones has done all of that. But it ain't great when it comes down to winning football games. Look at the teams that win football games. New England with Belichick and Brady. Was there any drama? No. Pittsburgh, that's good year in, year out. Is there any drama? No. All right, there's not Kansas City now with Patrick Mahomes. Drama? No. Even Baltimore, Lamar's like, you know what? It's over. It's over the Friday before
I'm
the season
playing.
Begins. I'm just playing football. No drama. John Harbaugh, cool. I ain't even talked to them about the contract. I don't know what's going on. No drama. Sean McVay, is there drama all over the place with the Rams? No. But Jerry Jones is entertaining primarily. And that is why, Rob, his team is, I wouldn't say full bore laughing stock, but they're just entertaining. They're just, you know, there to make us laugh, to make us chuckle, to make us gasp, to make us ooh and ah. But nobody really believes they're going to do anything significant because to do something significant, your number one, number two, and number three priority needs to be football. And it ain't. with Jerry Jones. And this is just the latest example of that, Rob Parker.
No doubt. I mean, Chris, you are speaking the gospel, the truth, in that that is a big issue with why they can't seem to get it right. Like, they just can't, because it's always something. Take the win, Christian. Let the backup quarterback play. Let's see what happens.
He probably loses his next four games.
And it'll be terrible or whatever. Exactly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying. Like, he just gave him the kiss of death. as if something happened. Giancarlo Stanton just hit a 2-run home run. 3-0 Yankees. But
now he wants to get.
I know.
I'll tell you
Judge is going to get one more at bat.
Remember we talked about, and they were in that slump, and we said, look, it's fine now. Let it be now. And then if they have a hot September heading into the playoffs, that's great. That's what's happening.
No, right.
My goodness. They swinging the heck out of the bat.
Big time. But this is typical Jerry. Just can't enjoy the game. You know what I mean? And you got the win. I mean, the Bengals are strong.
Why is he even talking?
Because he can't help himself.
I
He's got to be involved.
I hear more from him than I hear from Micah Parsons, Ezekiel Elliott. You know, come on. I hear more from him than Mike McCarthy.
I don't even hear Mike McCarthy's sound bites.
I mean, gosh. Is there anybody that loves Jerry? Tell him. Have an intervention.
You can't do it because he's an owner with a radio show and all the other stuff. Chris, he loves it.
He does. He loves it more than winning. He can say that, you know, he would do anything to win a Super Bowl. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't get off the radio.
Right. You wouldn't
get off the TV.
You won't go hire a real general manager and let football people run the organization. Let football people run the organization, and they have not done it. And it's a family run business, Chris. This the most valued franchise in sports.
In sports
is run by family. You know what I mean? And yet, when they had football people in charge, they were a dynasty.
Yep.
When they fired Tom Landry and took over, man, people were like mad. Oh, my God. How could you get rid of Tom Landry? They threw him out. They threw out the general manager. You remember that, Chris. It was ugly.
Yep.
Get out.
Yep. And it was great early, as long as he had Jimmy Johnson.
Yep.
But then the ego got involved. I don't know why, because you get credit if you're the owner. If your team wins, you get credit.
There's no reason that Jimmy Johnson should have left. There was no reason.
Not at all. And Rob, now let's get to what he said. Like you said, it's common sense.
It is. What are you telling us?
Sure. And you'd love Cooper Rush to go 5-0, even 4-1, and average 270 yards a game. Right?
Sure.
Offense is clicking. Looking good. But do you have to say it? Because let's keep it real. I mean, Dak Prescott's good. Dak Prescott's getting his $40 million no matter what. And because of that $40 million, Rob,
Chris, how about this?
You ain't benching him.
All you got to do is be like, this is awesome. This is why you wait for your chance to be ready. You know what I mean? You're a backup quarterback. He played well. We got a W. I just want to see this young man continue to progress and continue to play well. And if somehow he can stem the tide or put together a string of wins before we get our quarterback back, it'll be awesome. That's all.
Right. Leave it at that.
Leave it at that.
That's all you got to do. If you were in Dak's shoes, would you be bothered?
No, because that's just Jerry. I got my $40 million. I'm serious.
Right.
This dude, really? I would just be like, okay. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Why would you do that? You've invested all this money.
He can't help himself.
Can't help himself.
So, like you said, he cannot help himself. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Jerry being Jerry, what are your thoughts? iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And we could sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could talk about Discover and how easy they make it for you to redeem said rewards. You can go get cash in any amount at any time. Talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. We got Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia coming up momentarily. But first, your turn to weigh in on Jerry Jones' recent statements about Cooper Kupp, Cooper Rush pushing Dak Prescott.
Yes.
Your turn to weigh in, 877-996-6369.
All right, let's kick it off with Pablo in Wyoming. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Pablo?
Oh, not too shabby. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good, man. How are you?
Good. He's been messing this franchise up for a while. There's no doubt about that. And it's funny that when he took over ownership and he basically forced
Jimmy Johnson
out.
Yep.
Yeah, and all those players had all these off the field problems. They were getting into these things with the law, and it's funny that in '98. They would pass up on this so-called troublemaker in Randy Moss. And then on Thanksgiving Day that year, how he burned them. He burned that, his team just. And then they could have had the next Michael Irvin right then and there, but they decided, you know.
A lot of teams passed on him. The Lions passed. A lot of guys passed on Randy Moss, man, because of the extracurricular stuff, Chris, but he was a baller. Everybody knew he could play.
Yep.
There's no doubt about that. Let's go to Eric in Arizona. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Eric?
Eric,
you there?
All right.
Yeah.
Eric is gone, Rob. The Cowboys, Rob, they've got – who they got this weekend? The Giants.
The Dreamers.
Interesting game here. Because the Giants are 2-0.
I don't see the Giants being 3-0. You know, like, it's weird.
Okay, so you got Dallas beating them.
I'm just saying, I don't – the Giants 3-0, like, they two skin of their teeth games. I don't think they're that good. But you know, it just depends on who you're playing in the situation. Chris, we got another call. Rick in Florida, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Rick?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing good.
In terms of Jerry Jones – the owner cannot be the general manager.
Right.
It's that clear. It's not any more complicated than that. I don't know any other, except for Steinbrenner. I don't know if he was the official general manager, but
he wasn't the official general manager.
Right.
No.
Right.
No.
Right. No. He acted as one a lot of times.
Right, but right.
You know, Jerry, when all the cameras and press go to the owner after a game, there's something wrong with that. The owner should be seen, you know, heard but not seen. And
right.
Just stay out of the way. Let people that know what they're doing do a good job because he's a lousy general manager.
Right. And he's the one down there to go. He's in the press box for a reason. You know, like, I mean, in the – he's in a press box, Chris. He's down in the clubhouse for a reason. He wants to be talked to.
Yeah, breaking news from Monsi.
Oh, breaking news.
Okay, breaking news. Monsi Bolaño.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Hi, guys. Breaking news. It's true. We were all expecting it, but it is official. The Boston Celtics have suspended Ime Udoka for the entire upcoming season. Official by multiple reports now. ESPN, The Athletic, it is official. The entire 2022-23 season, the Celtics will not have Ime Udoka.
No more details, though.
No more details, no.
Chris,
your
reaction, let's get it.
I think he's done there.
I do, too. I'm with you.
If I were him, again, let's see the details. But from what we know, if he's suspended without pay, I don't know. You got to look at the climate. Does resigning help him in the eyes of those around the league? This is where you get your agent to work. And there might be a team, Rob, ready to pick him up right away.
I doubt that.
Okay, but let your agent go to work and see. Because he's obviously proved to be a really good coach.
I think that in this climate, it's just a different time. I do not believe anybody can just bring that guy in the next day. No, I don't. I don't. I think that there has to be a penalty that's involved, and him being signed or quitting and saying I resign and then go signing with Brooklyn tomorrow is not going to – the NBA wouldn't think that that would look right or sound right. Where's the punishment? Where's the penalty?
The punishment is he lost his job. He was suspended for a year. And again, I don't know all the details, but I don't agree with what he did. But having an affair, I mean, when we talk about a lot of the people we mentioned earlier that got fired, they got jobs elsewhere. And
I'm not saying he can't get a job ever. That's not what I'm saying. He's not going to go to another team tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
You know what I mean? I just don't believe that.
I would get my agent to get to work, see if there's an opportunity out there. If so, resign. If not, let it play out. There's no need to, resign anytime soon. Let things play out. Like you said, you can rehabilitate your image. A year gives you a chance to, whatever it may be, community service, whatever you have to do to rehabilitate your image, and then you should be ready to go back in a year. But I'm with you, Rob. I don't see him going back to the Celtics unless they're horrible this year.
I don't see them at any circumstance.
If they were like the eighth seed and went out in the first round, you don't think they'd welcome him back with open arms?
No, I don't. I think what's going to happen, Chris, is he'll be suspended for a year. He'll either resign, realizing that if I can't come around the team, I can't have contact with anybody. I'm totally out of the picture for a year. If that's what it is, there's no way I'm going to be able to reconnect with the people and stuff because I'm totally away from the year. I mean, this is a harsh suspension, not because of the year. Chris, like you said earlier, if this was a month or 6 weeks or 2 months, maybe he went away the whole time. A year away is a long time, and I just don't think that he will be able to come back, and he'll realize that. And they'll figure out now that it's been levied to him, Chris, now he can say, okay, I'm going to resign. Like this is not going to be.
Well, I wonder too, finance. Like, I don't know how many years he had left on his deal, but you wonder if that has something to do with why they didn't just fire him. Because if you just fire him, obviously you just got to pay him the rest of his contract.
That's what I'm saying. Because it's got to be a suspension with no pay for a year.
Right. And you suspend him. I mean, again, I think Boston maybe. And again, we really, I don't know if we'll get them. I assume the details will leak out. But you want to see like you said, did he use his power to coerce someone underneath him, where he was in a supervisory role.
Right, and she was a subordinate.
Having an affair with him, right.
Right, and here's the other thing, Chris. This is just, how sports work. Deshaun Watson gets another opportunity. He gets it because he has talent, okay? No, that's not the issue. My issue is normally in situations like this when you have somebody who's a prime part of your organization, you bend over backwards to try to make it work. You know what I mean? To figure out how do we save this guy so that he can still be coach. It's got to be so bad
that they couldn't do it.
Am I right? Think about it.
Because he did a great job. He got you to the finals. He's just in his first year.
Right.
That is true. That it must have been.
It has to be bad. We're not speculating.
No.
But Chris, don't they usually try to save a guy like this that they want?
Yeah, because, Rob, we know stuff has happened before. And this is bad because we spelled it out in the first hour. You know, you just, the power dynamics yes. make this a no-no
That's in why,
workplace situation. We talked about the guy that hired us at FS1.
Hired everybody.
Got fired. Hired all, Skip, Shannon, Nick, Colin, all of those guys, plus us. And he got fired because of this. And so it is not just Ime Udoka. You mentioned Steve Phillips and others.
Yes.
But you're right, Rob, in that it might be really unsavory.
Right. And, that they feel like he can't be around for a year. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to speculate. We're not speculating. We don't know. We don't have any insight, Chris, right? No details. But I'm just saying, normally you teams try to hold on to guys who have talent. He just got you to the finals, and you try to say, well, how can we work around this and punish him but not tarnish him?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
Yeah! This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
This is how we stay on the air, Danny G.
You're welcome.
That's why we have 3.99
Will you stop kissing
million downloads
up to
a month.
Speaking facts, CB.
Rob, my God.
Sorry about that.
It's pathetic.
Ever tell you how much I love you,
we
Rob?
We all see through it.
100,000 followers minus one because Chris just got sick to his stomach. Yes. Right there.
And I do want to say that Aaron Judge is stepping to the plate.
Judge
here in the seventh inning, Chris. Oh, you got. I don't know if you got it on. It's on Fox TV. It's 4-3 Boston. Yankees have a man on second, and everybody in the place, Chris, is on their feet.
What inning is it?
Seventh inning. So this might be his last at bat. It could be.
All right, we're going to keep our eye on that and remind you that this is the segment that proves you do not have to be a sports nerd to work in sports radio. This is the Browns edition of the game. Seven questions on the board worth up to 10 points each. Here's the rules, and I know this gets shady sometimes. Your clues need to be in English, no slang.
That's right, Chris.
Found in the dictionary. Here's the important part. No rhyming.
Chris.
Lamb and ram.
Do we really live by that, though?
Do rhyme.
Wait a minute, Danny G.
Yeah. It was embarrassing.
Lamb has a B on
the
end.
Yeah, but lamb. You don't say lamba.
The B is silent.
Lamba.
You learn that.
Lasagna.
Lasagna.
And no numbers. All right. Chris won the coin flip off the air.
Oh, wow.
No.
Alex was the witness.
Was there.
See, Rob, this is the thing, though. Danny only showed me one side of the coin, so it could have been two tails for all I know.
Wow.
All right. So Chris actually gets to go first for once. Here we go.
Yes.
The Browns bleacher section fans behind the east end zone are famously known as the blank pound.
Cat?
Oh, dog.
There it is.
Oh, on the board.
Let's go.
Let's go, see.
That was so easy. That was his question. My goodness gracious.
It's supposed to be easy.
Rob, speak for yourself, dude.
The first one's always easy. That's why Rob.
For yourself, Chris.
The second one is almost as easy for you, Rob. Here we go.
Speak for yourself, Danny.
Freddie Kitchen said it best. If you're not wearing brown and blank, you don't matter.
Another walk for Judge.
Oh,
three
no
walks.
Way.
Come on, that's terrible.
This is audacity.
National game, Chris. Three walks.
So petty.
It is petty. Pitch to
that,
the
that
dude.
That is bad. Yeah, that, real talk.
Petty Boston is
it
what
really
they
is.
Called.
You want to just pass on
no,
this?
No, wait a minute. What is it for? No, 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 no.
I know you gave me a lot of words there, Rob.
Freddie Kitchen. What is it?
Oh, okay. Freddie Kitchen said it best. If you're not wearing brown and blank, you don't matter.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm ready, Rob. My eyes are closed. I'm in
juice.
Orange?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. 10-10
Come on.
I see what you
Chris, that was a good clue.
That was okay.
Good. You know what I was going to say? I had another. I was going to say something else, but I was like, nah, that's too.
You want to keep your job?
You've been taking notes from Chris on this game.
Yes, all right.
All right, here we go, Chris. The Browns ran off their number one overall pick from 2018. His name is all over commercials. Blank Mayfield.
All right. Progressive?
Now, that is a stretch.
where are you going with this,
what?
Chris?
That's a tough one. Progressive?
Mutual?
That's a
there
good
one. There we go. No. All right, Alex, you ready?
Yes.
No, he's not ready.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
Here we go.
Ridiculous.
I'm ready.
Butcher?
Baker?
Yeah!
Okay, Rob.
That was good.
And Candlestick Baker.
All right.
Let's go. Butcher Baker.
He didn't get it. Baker.
I was going to go Candlestick.
Well, you
yeah, that would have been
Chris,
solid.
That would have been funny, right?
Rob with the 19-10 lead.
Come on.
Let's go, Rob.
All right. Here we go, Chris. The Browns' most legendary running back decided on a short career, and he became an actor and activist. Everybody loves Jim Blank.
Black?
If this is anything like we've been doing, I'm a brown.
There it is.
Racist.
It's all in the tone. Wow.
That's got to be racist.
Black and brown.
20-19 lead.
Hey, I mean,
what I was going to say?
What?
I would have said Buster.
Brown. That's another good one,
that was
too.
Good. All right, here we go.
Does anybody remember Buster Brown shoes? No.
Yes, yes.
We remember it, Chris.
You guys were born in the 40s. I get it.
Yeah. All right.
Blank Modell was widely considered one of the worst owners in sports.
All right.
I need help, Rob.
Here we go.
Okay. Where are we going?
Okay.
Hi.
Okay.
Rob, I don't know if you saw, but Judge was walked.
Yeah, I might have seen that. Okay. Unbelievable. Three walks.
That should be their nickname, Petty Boston.
Okay. Let's see.
Should have given him meatballs.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Good luck.
Blank Modell was widely considered one of the worst.
All right, wait a minute. Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
Three.
Yep.
Work.
Two.
What?
Work.
Like W-O-R-K?
Work. I had to say something, Alex.
Don't be looking through the glass. Making signs.
How do you know, Rob, I'm in the studio?
Hold that paper up with the word on it. What does it say? I can't see it.
Right.
Looked like it was finger painting over there.
All right.
You just want me to go because you ain't.
I don't know, Rob. I'm sorry.
All right, here
work?
We go.
Work? Okay.
Picture?
Paint?
No.
Okay. You remember my clue?
Good clue.
Work, yeah.
Look, that was a good clue.
What? Okay, I'm sorry. Here we go.
Okay.
You want
to get that clue.
Art?
Yes!
Work of art!
He got two clues!
No, I did not!
I remember my first clue!
No!
Remember my first clue!
No!
This is a continuation!
No! I did
some Jerry Jones-like controversy.
No,
Danny!
That was a continuation.
No, wasn't.
I didn't know you couldn't do a continuation on this.
Continuation?
I didn't know, Danny. No, no, Danny.
That was a continuation.
No, but who's
So it's out.
Are you?
Since
we
got
to throw that out.
No, we're not. Yes, Alex, yes. Why?
Danny is the man.
No, Alex, we've never done that before.
Here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll do, Rob. Here's what I'll do. I'm going to throw it out, but I'll give you the first crack at number six.
Oh, that's just.
Wow.
But Danny, I like that.
Yeah, I'm going to throw it out.
Just making rules on you, Rob.
The Browns have gone through 30 quarterbacks while searching for a franchise player. Among those is Tim Blank, who was taken as the number one overall pick in 1999.
My God. Are you ready?
If you're not ready, I'm not. So hopefully you are.
What'd you say? Say the name again.
Tim Blank.
Tim Blank.
Love Seat.
Is that one word?
Yes, love seat is one word.
I think he just cheated twice.
No, love seat is one word.
I don't know. Let me look up.
It's like down under, Chris. There's a hyphen.
Right. Love seat is officially.
Love seat is one word. It's one word.
It's one word. Yes. Love seat. Okay. Love seat.
Tim Blank. Love seat.
Love seat.
All right.
Sorry if it's not right. Is it couch?
Yeah.
Is it really? Oh,
wow.
Let's go.
All right, give me a chance. Tie, right?
Yeah. Let's do this, Rob.
Yep. I can tie.
And they out right. for you,
yes,
Rob.
You can.
Yes, they can't cheat me out of this.
See?
I'm too good.
You're Aaron Judge right now. They're bossing
All right,
you right
chance
now.
To end it in a tie. The Browns' current star running back told reporters that last week's loss was his fault in a large part and that he shouldn't have scored. That was some honesty from Nick Blank.
Oh, gosh.
Why did we both sigh? That's not good.
Chunky?
Oh, good clue.
Chunky?
Chubby?
Yeah!
No!
Is it
Monty?
No!
Monty, you're going to be the judge here.
No!
Go with that!
No!
Chubby for Chub?
No!
Oh, goodness.
Monty.
No!
Is it Chub?
She'll be fair.
I said Chubby.
I don't think it's the same.
Oh, it's not!
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. I don't think it's the same.
It's not the same.
It's not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Monty, what size do you wear?
I am a 4.5 in boys.
Rob's streak of bribes continues. Bribes.
Parker.
Yeah, Rob's bribery continues.
What? There you go. Hey, some Jackie Robinsons in a size 4.5.
We're not going to have any time, Harley, for the next segment. Keep it like I couple
clocks. That's what I'm talking about. That's why he's the MVP. That's why he's the GOAT.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. And we can sit here for the next several minutes and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, it's easy to redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. Talk about amazing. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. We're wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker, I'm going to give you the floor to talk about Aaron Judge. He did not get it done tonight. Maybe he'll get another at bat, right?
But what is he?
0 for 1 with 3 walks?
3 walks and 1 strikeout.
Love the on-base percentage.
Yeah,
though.
I know. I mean, that does help Chris. And he's only 0 for 1, so he didn't get killed as far as his batting average. Not like he's 0 for 4, because you know he's trying to win the Triple Crown.
Right.
But I just can we pitch to the dude? They got a full house, Yankee Stadium.
That's terrible.
It's a national game. Like, I just, that's the part that bothers me.
And you said once he walked him on 4 straight pitches.
Yeah.
This is terrible. Look, I would get it if they were in the playoff hunt.
Right, they're a bad team. Right.
Absolutely.
I would be and like.
But I guess what? You know what? They're the Red Sox.
No, I know. They don't want it done against them. Right. But they got a. What is tonight? Thursday?
They
it's
got
a four game.
Games.
Yeah, it's a four game. Yeah. So the chances are he's going to get
it
against you.
10 times.
Right. If you do that, that would be petty.
Right.
That would be like the worst thing in the world. Yeah, you can't do that. Let the guy, if you want to strike him out or whatever, I'm not saying. Lob it up to him, Chris, right, for a meatball.
No, pitch him, challenge him.
But challenge him. 3 walks tonight is a bummer. It really is.
Let me ask you this. If Aaron Judge got the Triple Crown but doesn't hit another home run the rest of the season, how would you feel? Would you feel let down?
Yeah, that would be a letdown. To be this close, are you kidding? Like, if you told me he's going to hit the home run for 14 games, how many games? 14, 13?
Yeah, I'd be shocked.
That would I think he's hitting a home run, Chris, every 8 at-bats. So that would be to not hit another one. I just don't think so. And playing,
I mean,
as you
I
know,
agree that I don't think it'll happen. Right. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that would
did,
be. Oh, it yeah. would It would
Even
definitely.
Even though he'd won the Triple Crown, hit 60.
Sure.
It would feel like.
Because you would really be like, how could he not do it? The games are at Yankee Stadium, that short right field porch, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's got to pop one out. But now it's different now, too, because every at-bat, Chris, at home, the whole crowd is standing.
Yeah, and you we don't know if that's bothering him because
it changes, right? Really. You know what I mean? Like, people are anticipating,
yeah.
So they're already standing. It's not like every other at bat because he's so close. But I think if you're a hitter, you got to drown that out. You can't worry about the crowd.
You've compared him to Derek Jeter. I think we both have.
Yep.
And what did Jeter do for number 3,000?
Hit a home run.
You know, so.
I was at
Jeter
that game.
Jeter was certainly ice in the veins in those moments, and I guess we'll find out if Judge is. But, look, it's all coming together for the Yankees and Aaron Judge.
Yep, they're playing better.
If it spills over to the playoffs. All right, we out. Y'all have fun with Mike Harmon and Jason Smith.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.